The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord. Merry Christmas. We got a lot of days ahead of us in this holy season of Christmas. We've got to try to make it a point to greet each other with that greeting, Merry Christmas. How is it that the day after Christmas, okay, Boxing Day for at least my mother, how is it that the day after Christmas we celebrate the feast of St. Stephen? For me, I mean, my preference would be that we clear out the calendar, we have an octave, we just celebrate Christmas as Christmas. But here, right away, St. Stephen, the first martyr of the church. How can it be? And why? I think, it's not my own rumination, but the church is giving us here a commentary on Christmas. This is a commentary on Christmas. Because I could ask, and I think we'd get most of the same responses. What does Christmas mean? What is Christmas? What does Christmas mean? And actually, I wouldn't ask you to do that in terms of like an intellectual curiosity, like, oh yeah, I wonder what Christmas. How did you celebrate Christmas? How did you celebrate Christmas Day? I think that would give us more sense of what you thought Christmas was and is how you celebrated Christmas Day and how we celebrate this Christmas season. So the church wants to give us this, I don't know if it's a course correction, right? But it's to set our course early in the Christmas season to see what it's all about. And what it's all about is the kingship of Jesus. To us is born a newborn king. And we ought to try to identify what it is about Jesus that makes his reign different than all the rulers that we've known since. And it has to be, it simply has to be that Jesus rules by love. It has to be. And we see then the conquering power of Jesus' love, of which the martyrs bear testimony. So in the office of readings for today, and I'll conclude with this short passage, there's a sermon from St. Fulgentius of Ruspe, who writes, who lived in the 5th and 6th century, and gave us then early record of the celebration of the feast of St. Stephen, being on the 26th, being on the day right after the Nativity of Jesus. And he gives us a little bit of a commentary about that selfsame theme. There's more, and you can check it out for yourselves, but I just read one paragraph from him. "And so the love that brought Christ from heaven to earth raised Stephen from earth to heaven. Shone first in the king, it later shone forth in his soldier. Love was Stephen's weapon by which he gained every battle, and so won the crown signified by his name. His love of God kept him from yielding to the ferocious mob. His love for his neighbor made him pray for those who were stoning him. Love inspired him to reprove those who erred, to make them amend. Love led him to pray for those who stoned him, to save them from punishment. Strengthened by the power of his love, he overcame the raging cruelty of Saul and won his persecutor on earth as his companion in heaven. In his holy and tireless love, he longed to gain by prayer those whom he could not convert by admonition.